lumbago, rheumatics or gout.
Eddie, where are you?
Eddie.
Carlisle.
What do you say, Eddie?
What do I say? I'm saying I'm going to win 20 quid because of this call.
Go on, then. What's the story?
Well, the story is I had a bet last night with four of my pals. Derek, Roger and Andy, they're all listening now. But
what,
they're listening
but
to the
show. Cows are always called Roger and Andy, aren't they? Yeah,
you always get them. Yeah. Uh-huh. And that I wouldn't phone the show because they're dying to know. The one thing that Derek answered a question for you once and I can't remember the question, but he asked you, said, have you got anything else to say? And he said, yes, he said, kegger. He said, could you tell me kegger? And you said, no.
No, of course not. No one's tried to... Now, what's this £20 bet, though? It sounds, the whiff of testosterone is around it. Why have you bet £20?
Because I haven't got the bottle to phone the radio show, they reckon.
Oh, I see. Now you've run. Oh, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
On this morning of mornings where competition for space on the air is so fierce.
That's right.
We could take time out of our hectic schedules just to settle some bet.
Do
you think you'll get it?
I'll get it Friday night, so I'll split it with you, Dan.
Is there anything you want to say?
I think Alice is waning a little bit, you know what I mean?
Alice is waning?
A little bit,
You think I'm being too heavy on her?
Yeah, I think you're getting over the top now, you know.
Go on, Alice, what's the story?
Don't worry, I can defend myself.
You can.
We have a comedy relationship, it's okay, it's okay. We have a comedy relationship and the talentless cow doesn't mind at all if I... The phrase talentless cow is an accepted showbiz euphemism, my dear friend.
One last question, Danny. Can I ask you, would you just one other part? Will you please answer this question? Who is the presenter on Sport, who started Sports Call in 606?
Who started Sports Call?
In 606.
I did.
Yeah, thank you very much. That'll do me.
I tend to think I would have known that. John, I tell you, if Roger and Andy and his friend don't give him £20. That's one of the lamest calls we ever saw.
And he's the first person ever to cut themselves off. There. He's really so bad. He just cut himself off.
And now he's got to go and see his first. Was he on the radio this morning? Was it Eddie? Yeah. Oh, man, a fool of yourself, didn't you?
It's 20 quid,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, it's 20 quid. We asked everyone's here, mate. Ed, you made a fool of yourself, yeah? Ed, you made a fool of yourself on the show after getting through all this time. Now, one of your friends said you wouldn't get through. But, I said, no, I'm not going to say that either.